Blog Talk Radio.
May I help you, sir?
How much for an order of ribs?
$2.50.
$2.50? How many ribs do I get with that?
About five.
Five? So I guess that's about 50 cents a rib, huh?
Yeah, about.
Let me get one.
Right on. One order.
One order of ribs.
No. One rib.
One rib.
Oh, I'm hungry.
Make that one rib to go.
One rib?
One rib. What else?
You got any soda?
$1.
Oh, come on now. Look out for a brother, man. Come on. Hey, take this. Why don't you let me get a sip for 15 cents?
My cups cost more than 15 cents.
All right, fuck the cup. Pour it in my hand for a dime.
Look, you greasy-headed Jerry Curl Wan. Pay me and get the hell out of my store.
You got change for 100?
Look, we're going to need an orthopedic surgeon to remove my foot from your ass.
Hammer.
No, brother, don't do it. The customer is always King Hammer!
Mother, I made it. Cry for me. Most like I'ma die for me. I've been grinding outside all day with me. And I ain't going in unless I'm with my hitters. My hitters.
Yeah. First thing first, I'll evolve my hitters. This rap track, and I evolve my hitters. You're looking for some rain, let me call my hitters. He's selling for the high, I need all my niggas. Some smoke, some dip, drink. Yeah, on the rock with that they don't think. That's a new backup, they in a bucket laptop. I got to act right if you need to wanna act up. He talking like a snitch, no, that ain't mine, yeah. He tripping off a bubble, no.
They don't know, yeah, what I've been through.
We got London on the track.
They don't know the hair. They only know what I tell them. They don't know about the brand new cars we bought. They don't know about the brand new house. They don't know about the brand new chick that I just fought with some good hair. That's a brand new mouth. They don't know about the brand new cars we bought. They don't know about the brand new house. They don't know about the brand new chick that I just fought with. They don't know about the brand new cars you bought. They don't know about the brand new house. They don't know about the brand new chick that I just fought with some good head. That's a brand new mouth. They don't know about the brand new belt on a Rolex. Now the motherfucker got a brand new Glock. They don't know about the brand new chopper for the same old head. A nigga mad, cause a nigga can't stop. They don't know about the old school work that I keep put up. When I pull it out, they be like, who that? They don't know about the old school days when a nigga had ways. I swear every night I was too bad. They don't know about the old school.
Yeah.
All right. My bad. I had to play something because I was trying to get everything together. I'm driving home from work. I see they had a lot of people on the board trying to get on the Butt Naked and DJ Grant show. So I called in because I know y'all wanna talk about last week events. Y'all want to talk about this coming week events. It's a lot of talk on Facebook about different races. You got a race over in Orangeburg with Rock's birthday bash. And you got a race over in Jackson. You got Carkey's race over there in Ringo, Georgia. And you also have JB and them over there in Maryland. They doing a little something. So this weekend is a whole lot of racing going on. And it's a whole lot of jockeying for position. And you got a whole lot of people talking against one person's race. And you have the other crowd talking against another person's race or defending their race. It's kind of high schoolish, but it's going to happen because what you're doing is you're trying to tear down another man's means of living. So you start trying to hit somebody in the pocket or mess with their cash flow, it's going to get serious. To the point where some physical violence may come about because you mess with somebody's money. So hopefully it don't go to that. But before we get to this weekend's events, we had a lot of discussions on Facebook about class racers and grudge racers. To me, I can only speak for myself. I don't like class racing. I never did, and I don't think I never will. Me, myself, I have never showed a time on any car I had, and I had several of them. And slow as they have been, I never lit up the boards. But you know, you got different types of folk, and all types of folk makes the world go around. Because what I like, the next man may not like, and vice versa. But Percy on the No Time board, where you know you had certain, you had Jay, myself, and a few other people did not like people coming on the No Time board posting times. I think we should keep it separate. Class racers had never needed grudge racers, and I believe grudge racers do not need class races. We have always should be considered equal, but we're separate. We have our grudge racing have their thing, and I believe that a true grudge racer would never show his time. A true grudge racer, a real in his blood grudge racer, would never light up a board. So that's what I consider a true grudge racer. I don't think I would ever see Willie Dawg light a board up. I don't think I would ever see Tony Bynes light a board up. I don't think I would see Don Yates light a board up. I may be wrong, but I just don't think that's in it. It's not the type of racing that they do. So. But I'm going to open up the mics, and if someone could get DJ on, then I'm running the board from my phone, and I cannot call from the board, and I believe the show is full. First caller that I'm going to open is 478-5467, get his mic open on my phone. I'm driving, so there we go. 478-5467, your mic is open. Who am I speaking with? Hello? Say that again. All right. If somebody know my phone, text me and let me know if I'm loud and clear, because I don't know. The next mic I'm open.
Yeah, you
can hear me. What's going on?
Not much, man. I was just listening in, man. Must have put me in the queue by mistake, man. I'm just sitting here working, man, listening at the show, man.
Okay.
I didn't want
okay.
nothing.
Well, all right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and close your mic. I'll just leave it open. I'll leave your mic open, and you can put your phone on mute. And if you got something to say, just come on back in. And we're gonna keep this party started.
Okay.
You going to any racetracks this weekend?
Man, I'm not gonna be able to make it. I got prior engagements, and I'm not gonna be able to make it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if you on Facebook, just chime in to the No Time Board, and which is John Ford's board, and I'm sure they're gonna
right.
everybody give updates and post videos of different races of that sort and that nature.
Right. I've been following that No Time thing, man. I've been watching what happened, you know, from the past weekend and so on. You know, I've been checking it out.
Yeah. You know, and one thing, man. One thing I don't like. You got different people of all walks of life, and they get on there, man, and they act like they tough Tony. They call you out your name. They say some disheartening things. But when we come to the track, they ain't nowhere to be found. You know, I'm not promoting violence, but if you tough Tony on the keyboard, be tough Tony at the track. That's one thing I don't like, man. They called me all kind of things on the board and this and that, you know, gay hustling, janky promoter. I had one damn race this year in Morocco, freaking Indiana, but now I'm a janky promoter. You know, it's something, man. It's something, man. I wanted to say a whole lot. I want to say a whole lot on that No Time Board, but I kind of held my tongue, man, because I think I think it'll get blown out of proportion.
Right. I understand where you're coming from, man. A lot of people, you know, let me say one thing straight, man. People like attention, man. And the more attention they can get, the better they are, you know. But us as grown people, you would think people are grown and mature or whatever, but, you know, when people get on those keyboards or whatever they want, whatever they do, they don't have nothing else to do. You know, if they focused on a lot of important stuff in their life, they won't have time to be on the keyboard playing like keys. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And therefore, their lives got to be lonely. You know what I'm saying? In order to try to get on there and just to aggravate somebody else, man. And that's just not started happening. That's been going on for years, man. You know, you'll never. Catch a person that talks or throws phones at you on the internet or on the phone, and when you see them in person, they'll be, they can be your best friend.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? I mean, so yeah, I just yeah. take it like this. Just keep doing what you do, man, and, you know, evidently you're doing something right because you're getting all this attention.
Yeah, it was something, man. And one thing I don't like, I don't like what. To me, what's good for the goose, good for the gander.
Right.
Don't play double sides. It was like 3 weeks ago. They had the Yellow Bullet Nationals, and you know, they posted some times on the board. Man, John got 15,000 calls to take the time off the board. You know,
right.
Because they did not. What the thing was, I could read between lines. They didn't
right.
want that race to be highlighted. They didn't want the Yellow Bullet National race to be highlighted. They didn't want them to show that they run fast times, Yellow Bullet Nationals. But then
right.
you get Duck Race come up, and everybody and their mama want to post times on the board. My thing is,
right.
if you don't want times on the board when the Yellow Bullet Nationals come up, I don't want to see no damn time when Duck Race come up. If you don't want it then, I don't want it now. So don't pick and choose when you want to put a time up on the board. If it's a no time
right.
board, damn it, I don't want to see no 4:10s and 5:30s and 4:40s. And I don't give a damn about that.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think it would have been like that if some of the Grudge Racers wouldn't have attended that event? I mean, because
I think we had a few Grudge Racers
that attended that event, and that's what I'm thinking that would happen.
I don't think the Shadow, David Floyd, and them had nothing to do with it. I really don't.
You don't think so?
I don't think it was because of them to reason they posted times up, because they always, if you look at the certain people that post times up, they always gonna post those fast times up. It was just
right.
they got by the Grudge guys being there gave them a reason to post it, a reason to post it more. If they gonna if you go back in February and look at the same people on their own page, because that page wasn't created, they still was posting times up.
Right.
You know, they still posting times up. So I don't think it was because of the Shadow. Because I think if they wouldn't have been there, they still would have. And I don't give a, and the thing is, I don't give a damn what the Shadow do with their car. They can
right.
you know, push it off a cliff all if I care. I don't care if they Grudge Race, Clash Race their car or whatever. That's their car. They spend their money and do
right.
what they want. But if we is strictly Grudge Racing, no time, then you need to create a board where you can put that stuff on that board. So, you know,
right.
that was our only argument, man. We don't give a damn what they do with their car. That's their money. They do what they want with their car. They grown men. But
right.
don't because you can't try putting go over the Yellow Bullet and try putting some Grudge stuff over there and see what they do to you. See what they
right.
say to you. They gonna call you
oh,
every
yeah.
bit of coon, nigga, monkey. They gonna call you everything in the name of under the sun over there on Yellow Bullet. And don't give a damn.
Oh yeah.
So therefore, you want the child stuff? Go over there. And that's the only thing that the Grudge guys was saying. That's it.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, all right, let me go open up. 706-6242. Your mic is open.
All right. Hey, I want to speak on this. Is Grudge Racing and this Clash Racing. I'd rather see Clash Racing than see a Grudge Race, because when you go
okay.
to a Clash Race, you actually see some real racing and some real time. When you go to these so-called Grudge Races, you probably got one or two guys on your finger that want to engage. Like 9-1 Bad Boys, when they Grudge Race, they don't care who it is. They're going to call you out. I mean, if you can't run the number, you got to just stay in the Grudge Racing world. Because the clan, when you go mess with them clan races, you got your hand full because you finna see some numbers.
Okay.
I mean, I'd rather see clan racing than see Grudge racing, because you got everybody get on these phone with car, be running their mouth about what they gonna do. They gonna do this, they gonna do that, they gonna lock this in, lock that in. When you get to the track, they paying the park out money.
Well, I mean, the last Grudge race that I went to was Ronnie Brown's race. And not only they had a shootout there, Donye Grudge raced three times. Donye 901 Bad Boys raced twice. The Michigan boys ran the boot. And then, you know, I'm naming six Grudge races. Dog ran twice. That's eight Grudge races. So it all depends on which brush race. I mean, which brush race you go to.
Myself, I don't think the grudge race can run with the class race. I just don't. In my heart, I don't think these grudge race can run with these class race. But them boys be running the numbers.
I don't think they can either. If you run in numbers, because grudge racing generally is out of your pocket. So most class races have some type of sponsorship where they're getting a little help.
Just like I said, I can count on my fingers right now how many grudge races can actually went to that race this weekend and run with them boys. 9-1 bad boys, I count them in. I think they can get out there and run with them boys. I think Danye can get out there and run with them boys. But it's just a few on my hand that I can name can actually get out there and run with these grudge races.
I'm gonna say this. You give me a class racer. And I'm gonna get you a grudge racer, and let that class racer bet his own money that he gotta pay the mortgage with. Give me a grudge racer, cause I guarantee you, it's more than just getting up there, lighting them two bucks, and going down through there when you bet your own money. You can believe that. So it's a little bit of mental. It's a little bit of mental involved when you got your mortgage money betting on the line.
And then I want all y'all boys to know, them boys put on a showdown. They put on a real show. You got your money worth.
You know what? That's all nice and dandy. I mean, you know what a class race is to me? A class race ain't nothing but a test and tune session to me. Two cars going down through that. They ain't going down. They're through for nothing. Unless, you know, they're running for a pot. And that's all nice and dead. Once I see a 440 pass, to me look like a 490 pass. A 490 pass look like a 410 pass. Only
Hold on, let me finish.
I'm going to let you talk. Only thing makes it look different is when the board is lit up. When somebody run a 410 and somebody run a 440, it looks the exact same to me. But when somebody runs and lose 5,000, that's exciting to me. Somebody get talked all that build up with going back to Cowboy and Danye going back and forth for 2 weeks.
But you got very few. You got very few that does that.
The last grudge race I just told you about. It was at least 15 grudge races. I had a
good time there, but I would still choose class racing over grudge racing. That's fine.
I mean, you're gonna have some people gonna say racing is racing. Some people gonna say bracket racing is just as good. Some people gonna like bracket racing and don't like class racing and don't like grudge racing. I mean, it makes all to go around. But my thing is, they are separate. They are two different types of races.
Okay. That's all I'm saying.
But all I'm saying is, do not infringe. I don't want the class races, and this is my opinion, I don't want the class races to infringe on what we have. Because my thing is, class racing is dying. And grudge
racing. And they're faster.
They might be faster. You know what? I'm going to say this. They are faster. But my thing is, class racing is freaking boring and it's dying, and grudge racing is growing.
But you know what?
Now they're trying to come over. A few years ago, class races wouldn't come to a grudge race.
You show me a grudge car can run a 411. Show me a grudge car can run them numbers. Show me a grudge car can run them O's.
You just seen 9-1 bad boys couldn't run a 411 if it fell off Sears Tower. Couldn't run a 411 if it fell off the Eiffel Tower. That's not what I'm saying.
Okay.
You just seen a grudge car run a 410 this weekend, but now I can't consider it a grudge car. Because it done showed his time. But you just seen the Shadow run that.
But the Shadow always been a bad car. The shit always been a bad car. It ain't just that car ain't just started.
But it was a grudge car until this weekend. So you can't say
why are you all gonna stop the Cachada for being a grudge car? Because it showed his time?
Who? Say that again?
Why do you all want Cachada not to be a grudge car now? Because he don't show his time?
Yeah,
so you don't consider a grudge car anymore.
First of all, he couldn't get no races. He could not get any races. Only he had to race Pro Mod. So he had to do what he had to do. He was going after 20,000. I'm not knocking what he did. See, that's the problem. People think we're knocking what he did. We're not knocking what he did.
Okay. All right. Well, let's just say this. Let's just say Shadow get in the grudge game, and when he comes to the grudge race, he giving away something like this. You leave when you get ready. You know, what if you want to get away this? You know what I'm saying? He hit the back tire. What if you want to get away all that in grudge race? Y'all still ain't going to let him grudge race?
Man, he can, listen, who gonna, he can do what he want to do. It's his car. But if I put on a shootout, a no-time shootout, and if the Shadow met the criteria for the shootout, I'm not letting him in. Because he showed his time.
Wow. That's me.
You're going to have other promoters that will allow him to still get in the grudge. I'm just talking about me.
That's not fair.
If I'm racing you and I tell you I'm going to give you the break, and then my man know that you faster than me, or think he faster than me, somebody might say, that ain't fair. If I put up a certain criteria where can't no one get in a shootout that has sold his time, that's just a rule. It is fair.
I don't think that's right. I don't think that's fair, man. Just like you said, if he's sitting and meets your criteria, you should cut him out if he meets your criteria of the race. That's not fair to him. Who said that car go hook at that track you having that shoe out at? Who said he can run that 14 at that track?
It don't matter. That's why grudge racers do not like running class cars, because some grudge racers run, this is how they eat. This is how they pay their bills. So if they just stumble up and beat the Shadow, just say Tony and the Rambo got in a shootout, and just say their tune wasn't all the way together, and Tony messed around and beat the shot. Tony runs a 408 after that. But through the eye, the Shadow made a clean pass. But say their second and third system didn't come on.
But listen,
I'm not finished. And Tony wins. Tony just ran a 408 because we know the Shadow runs a 410. Now anybody else like Donye that was gonna run Tony, man, I'm not running Tony. I can't run no 408 because everybody in the crowd gonna say Tony had to run a 408 because we seen the Shadow run a 410. Now Tony just done messed up all his hustles.
Donye won't be able to bail out if he in a shootout. He gonna have to run Tony.
I'm saying if Donye wasn't in the shootout, he wanted to crush Tony. And Tony was in the shootout with the Shadow. And Tony won. Tony just ran a 408 because everybody just seen the Shadow run a 410. So Tony, if Tony beat him, he had to run a 409 or a 408. So now, Tony calls Donye because he's coming up to the North versus the South next week. And he want to run Donye. Hey, Donye, block in a 1-on-5. Donye, man, I can't run you, Tony. You ran a 408.
But see, you're talking about a man that got 10 cars, 9 cars, man. Come on. I'm thinking he ain't got one car, so he got several cars Donye could choose from if he know Rambo ran a 408. Come on, man. He may got several cars.
Listen to what you just said. If he got to choose another car. So Tony is dead with Rambo. He done killed his brother. He got to sell Rambo now.
Because he still can run Shadow, his money's still there.
He can only run one car.
But that's money. So Tony him no bet on small pot. He probably hit Shadow for $20,000 the next time they run.
Man. Listen, brother. But listen, Tony ain't stupid. Tony got a time ticket. Tony know in his mind what he ran. He know what he ran. He know damn well his car can't run no 408. He done got the time ticket, and no shadow must have, something must have went wrong with his car. Tony gonna run him in a shootout. Tony ain't gonna cross race against the shadow.
But Bill, but you know what it is? It's the moral to the story. These cars do not work the same at different tracks. Them cars, they change, man. They're just like when Daniel brought his car out here. Daniel had to reset his whole car because the altitude and the weather down here. His car don't run the same. He has to change it over.
Listen, if a man run a freaking 410, he ain't gonna drop that what, a tenth? A half of a tenth? What he running now? He running a 415 or 420? He's still flying. The shadow's still flying. He's still flying. You got to realize, he went to the damn SGMMP, South Georgia, South Dawson, and off the trailer, he ran a 420. They posted it. His cross racing is over. He's going to have to run pro mods from now on. And ain't no pro, and ain't no back half car going to want him in a shootout. It's two different ways of living. It's two lives. It's different. It's a grudge scene and it's a class scene. Choose which side you want to be on. So, you know, now they were only popular in the grudge world. You know, it's almost like the little belt I got. I got a state belt, but Fletcher Cox got a national belt. The shadow was only known in the grudge scene. Mainstream didn't know him. Now he's mainstream. Now the whole country know who the hell the shadow. Now Stevie Jackson was known worldwide. Phil Sulu was known worldwide. All them, Billy Stock, all them was known worldwide. But the car was not, because the car was only strictly grudge. Now the car is a national car, and everybody know the car. The car just committed suicide, man. He can't do that class race that car now. That's all he can do with that car. He just committed suicide with that car because of the time that they ran.
I got something to tell you though, Biz. When they make one 410 car, they make several 410 cars. So I don't think he done killed himself. If he can eat class racing, you make money in class racing too. So, you know.
Hey Biz, let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Hey, did you know the shadow was a class car before it came grudge?
I didn't.
You didn't know that?
Me personally, no, I didn't.
The shadow always been a class car. I guess a lot of people just didn't know it. He used to run 10-5 Outlaw.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Stevie Jackson used to own it. Stevie Jackson used to drive it in.
Okay. I didn't know it. The first time I seen the shadow, I think it was at Baldy Race. I heard about it a little bit before that. Yeah, the first, you know, and it was not this 2 years ago.
Right.
It was in Bradenton, the one when it was in Bradenton, not Orlando, when we was in Bradenton, was the first time I seen the shot. So I did not know it was a class car.
Yeah, it always been a class car. I don't know how it switched hands with Bill Shuler being the owner. I guess he bought it, but I remember when it used to run ADRL.
Damn.
Oh, yeah.
See? Ain't no secrets in girls racing. I mean, well, there's no secrets in racing, period. So, let me see if somebody else got their hands up. I know y'all tired of hearing me. Yeah. 708-0313, your mic is open.
Hey, I appreciate this conversation. I wish I could have chimed in sooner and point on some different situations from what you guys was talking about, but I do them both. And there's not a lot of racing and grudge racing depending on how fast you are. So if you a person of like to compete, I don't do it for the money. And when you said, Biz, not to jump on you, but when you said if a class racer have to bet a certain amount of money, he going to freeze up at that line? I don't think so.
Most.
I don't believe
most.
It.
Not all. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because
it's just certain tricks of the hustle, man. It's just certain tricks of the hustle. And I see it every time. And most of the times I see it with turbo guys. It's just certain tricks that if you're not used to, if you're not used to street racing and conniving and slicking, a class racer will get outclassed by a grudge racer.
I don't believe it. Hey, this is me, Bill. I doing both. Money don't make me nervous because I got confidence
in
my
car.
Listen
to what you said. Listen to what you said. You do them both, so you know
right.
the hustle. You know it. I said 100% class racer that do not know the tricks of the trade, that don't know the slickness of double bug.
But what drag racer don't know that? What drag racer don't know the trick of the trade? Show me a drag racer that don't know.
Shane Stack when he ran the Gangster Boo. Brian Anderson when we was in Ronnie Brown race last week. He let a damn nitrous car go in three to four seconds after he turned on his second bump and
his grudge race.
It was a shootout. It was a no time. They were running for. I don't know if they were running for money per se, but they were running for money. They wasn't betting, but they were running for the shootout.
Well, Tony Vine fucked what his name up like that over there in Tweed. That red triple crate ring.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Hey, Viz. I was in class. I out here. I'm out of Illinois. You know, you from here. I run in a class at some class races from in my area, and these guys have been courteous. I went to another event.
They were courteous.
Yeah.
Right.
They was courteous. I went to another event farther south, like Indianapolis track, and I know the trick. What lane do you want? And they're going to pick the lane so they can get in your head and all that. Or, you know, I get down there, I get double bugged all the time because I used to go in deep. So I'll tell them, I don't care what lane you want. You know, you can have whatever lane you want, just let me get in the beam. Let me get deep first because it takes longer to deep stage than it do to cut those two bugs on. Because in a class race, you only got so long before all the lights come on. So, you know, they was double bugging. But I was mentally strong within my car, knowing that I'm gonna cut your throat off this tree and I'm gonna beat you to the other end. So I brought the same mentality to a grudge race and double bubbed the guy. He didn't like it, but I told him when my two bubs are on, it means I'm ready. Now you can sit there and rev your car to your heart content. I'm ready. I'm ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
So when you cut your bulbs on, that means you ready.
Right.
So, I mean, it goes both ways. But, you know, I done got used to it. But when I get into that burnout box, I don't care what's going on around me. My focus is to leave when that light come on. That's it. That's my only job.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, I like the conversation, the class. You know what? I'm going to be real with you and be honest with you. If you watch a car go down the track sometimes, like if you go to, you don't like class racing. I like racing, period. I'll go to a grudge race. But for the guys to cut on that, those cut that clock on, once you see a 411 or a 650 or a 60 or a 5 or an 8 or 9, you see it enough time, you know what it look like.
Yep.
You know what it looked like. Just like when he had them big tires and Willy bars on, he wasn't no 4-0 car. When you see that car on that track, you know he wasn't no 4-0 car. Yeah, maybe it's something messed up. But you just goes to show you, when he put those 315s on, the difference in time here, you knew he and think about it. If you can't get no race, you're going to have to either sell your car, build you another one, and hope you will be on top because you ain't going to get no race. If you're a true racer, you gonna race. I only got into grudge racing because when you hear all these names floating around, you thinking, okay, they built some good stuff. Let's compare my build against their build. I don't care about the money. All I care about is your faith before we race and after we race.
That's the difference between you and a grudge racer. A grudge racer cares nothing about nothing else but the money.
Right.
I'm trying to see how
I'm seeing how I can cock suck you out some money. If give me the break, give me the back tie, give me the clip. I don't want the fame. I'm trying to cock suck you out some cash so I can pay
the
deal.
I understand that. I understand that, but at the same time, like you said, I know what the break give you as far as temp. I know what a break give you. I know what a corner break give you as far as temp. That's what you learn in class.
You
learn that in class, racing.
If
I seen your car go down the track and I think I got a number on you, I'm going to tell you this, Biz. Let me tell you this. If you don't mind, that you ain't got that car no more, right? That, what's that? That junior, what was the name of your car?
Lil Junior.
Mm-hmm. I ain't never seen you post a time on that car. I seen your car, by the third time I seen your car go on the track, I could get within a tenth of what your time was. You ain't never told a time on the radio show, have you?
No.
Okay. I said in the quarter mile. I don't know about the eighth. I'm just looking at the quarter. Okay? I'm going to say your car, and I ain't go, it's with the tenth. Either way, okay? Your car was a 790 car.
I'm wrong.
Am I within the tenth?
I can't say that because then you are more than a tenth. More than a tenth.
I'm more than a tenth.
See, Ben don't want to talk about the time because you're a grudge racer. See how he hesitates.
But the car is no longer in his possession, so I didn't know if it mattered or not. You know.
Because the car still is local. It's still local. And I'm gonna say this disclaimer. I'm still gonna work Sub Zero with that car. Soon as Sub Zero ready, I'm gonna make that owner of that car tighten him up.
If Sub Zero short time is right time, you ain't gonna run him in.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I always keep it 100. A grudge racer don't want to run nobody that show a time. But if you show a slower time than them, then they might try. Because it's all a hustle.
If I'm gonna tell you,
and all you short is a 520, I damn near might run. But I know that's
then,
a double standard, huh?
Right.
I know that's a double standard.
But at the same time, you could be getting tricked because when you run in the class, you don't run your fastest.
You could.
I know cars that run in the seventh and run in the 890 class. I know some cars that run in the eights that run a 990 or a 1080 class.
Hold on, let me get. I got another mic on. 317-3932. Your mic is open.
I got a question.
Yes, sir.
Indianapolis. Grudge Inc. was all against posting times on a no time board, but they on their own show calling everybody in the world timeout.
Who called a timeout?
Well, this is Phil with the Shadow, and I done heard my time call out 10 times on this show tonight.
Exactly. How
you gonna fault a man for having a Facebook page that's supposed to be no time, and you're supposed to be Grudge Inc. Grudge is the first word of your shave.
To my socks, Mr. Shula, I am Grudge Inc.
Okay,
yeah, that is me.
Why is a Grudge show completely about times then?
Because we're not talking about a Grudge car. We're talking about a class car.
Whose car ain't a Grudge car?
The Shadow is not a Grudge car. It's a class car.
Says who?
Says the fans.
Come to Baldy's race in Florida and see if it's a grudge car, or come to Mike Hill's race in November 1st and see if it's a grudge car.
Wow.
Hold on. No, ain't no day it is. Because he's talking to the right one. You could grudge race a class car. You could grudge race a class car. But it's not
you
a grudge
race
car.
You can race any kind of race with any kind of race car.
Exactly.
Whatever you put in the front of it is up to the people with the cars, not the people on the phone, not the people on Facebook, not the people in the stands. The people with them
well,
two cars decide whether they're grudge cars.
That's where you're getting all your hoopla from, is the people on Facebook, from the people on the fans, the one that was on the starting line, that's the one keeping up all the ruckus. If you was on from the beginning, the word was said, Phil, Stevie, do what they want with that car. That car is their car. They spend their money. We don't have no problem with what they did. What I said was they committed grudge suicide because no one is going to run them in their class.
Who was running before we went?
Cold Killer had y'all locked in last year, I believe.
And then what? Hold on. And then what? It rained.
He had you locked in, man. He did.
And it rained, and he unlocked and refused to lock anything else back.
Hey, man, I ain't got nothing to do with that. I'm just
right. We ain't
got to
talk about that. That's neither here or there.
But, like I said,
there wasn't no racists beating the door down. And last I checked, as long as we pay the bills, we can do what we want. And you did say that. I agree with that statement.
You did say it.
I like what he did. I don't care, because if you ain't getting no races, you're going to do what you need to do to race.
I want to know what man was on the phone a minute ago that said about the radios and the big tires and how fast my car was with big tires and how much faster it was with radios on it. Who was that, and what kind of car does he have?
It wasn't me. It was a fan who said that. But he wasn't saying that as no disrespectful way.
No. Well, if you got anybody in the world that thinks a car will go faster on a 315 radio than it will on a 17345, put them in an insane asylum.
Okay. I mean, it's hard to even say anything. Only thing people know what you ran is what you ran this weekend. Other than that,
Correct. Don't
nobody know what your car ran before then.
Right.
It could have been in the freaking three. Because if it run faster with a 34, the guy dogged you damn near in the three. Because of what
it might be. Just like I was telling you, man, that car is not, it going to change at different tracks. It's not going to run the same at every track.
It ain't going to change that much, though, is what I'm saying. You lose a little, but you're not going to lose to a point where he's going to get plenty of action at another track.
Oh, hold on. I wasn't getting plenty of action before I went, so what's that going to matter?
I understand. And you damn sure ain't going to get no action now.
Why? I might get the action like you're talking about. I might be the 520 guy. The 490 guy might come at me.
Maybe. A pro mod. I mean, we can get you some action with a pro mod. If you want action with
a pro mod. Because ain't nobody saying that. Ain't nobody saying nothing about Hancock up there this weekend. This man up there with a pro mod car with radios on it. Ain't nobody said nothing about Hancock.
But he fit their rules. He fitted their rules. Yeah, absolutely. So, like I said from the beginning.
The only thing that bothered me is I'm sitting here listening to a show with Grudge Inc. on the title, and then I watched a man show his ass like a 10-year-old for people posting times on a site that he thought was no time. Well, you can't get more no more no time than the word Grudge Inc. And that Grudge Inc. show is a time was listed every 32 seconds.
And that was me, Marcus Jones Beers, talking about what went on this past weekend. The hoopla
with the shadow car.
Well, I understand that. Well, how are you going to go outside and try to clean up somebody else's house and your own house dirty as hell?
You can. You ain't up paying for nobody's house to get cleaned up. I have. And then I
make sure mine's clean before I go tell somebody theirs is dirty.
No, it all depends. It all depends. I had a party at my house, and I had to wait till the people get out. But I wanted to clean my sister's house up right now.
You can't go tell the neighbor next door he needs to cut his grass and your grass 4 foot tall.
Yes, you can.
The bottom line is, are you still going to grudge with the shadow car?
I'm a race, whether that be a grudge, a class, a street, or wherever else.
Okay. That's all I want to know. I just want to know. Ben say if he has a shootout, he'll cut you out of the shootout. So I just want to know.
Damn right I would. Because the certain rules that I put in place
is going to be a no. I got plans to do a big no time shootout next year.
I would agree with that if you had a shootout on 29s or 315. If you had a back half shootout and the only rule was the back half, I don't see how you could possibly do that.
Well, you can make your rules to however you want to make your rules too.
I mean, you can.
So,
you can. You make rules. It'd be easier to just say no gray Mustang.
I could, but I won't do that. But I would say, and what I'm going to do, I'm trying to put it in place. And it's going to be a nice sizable spot. And I'm going to give people the opportunity to not light their boards up in 2015 until this particular event. If they light the boards up in 2015, then I'm sorry. You can't get in.
Right. And you can't fault a man for having a race like that.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Right. If you're gonna do one on 29s or 315s, please make it before February. Because if it's after February, I ain't gonna be able to make it.
It's definitely gonna be after February because it's gonna be in your neck of the woods, Indiana. So you know, ain't nothing going on up there in February. We ain't got no dome that we can race in.
Yeah, you definitely raise up here, Pepper.
What you did with the shadow was cool. That's your car. But what we're trying to do with Grudge Inc. is keep no time and time separate, and that's all that was. And like we said before, they lit John up for posting a time of a Yellow Bullet National. Somebody got some background noise. Put your phone on mute. Somebody got some wind in the background, like you're driving. Thank you. So, what we were saying is, if you're gonna cry about Yellow Bullet Nationals, cry about No Mercy. So that's where the conflict came in at. A lot of people made it Grudge Inc. versus the Shadow, Grudge Inc. versus David Floyd. It wasn't nothing about that because, like I said from the beginning, you spend the money when that motor blow up. Don't none of these fans, and definitely not I, send you no money for some new pistons. So you could do what the hell you want to do with your car. But if we try to keep the sanctity of Grudge Racing no time, then we're going to speak against it. And I don't believe what we were talking about tonight, about what you read, because you made it public.
I understand, but I did make it public. And that's why I didn't see a problem with it on John Ford's page. But what I don't understand is how can the same group condemn a man for having times posted on his site, turn right around and have a radio show with times all over it?
I guess I can kind of see your point, but then again, I'm looking at it, it's not the same. It's definitely not the same. We're having a discussion about what was going on, and I don't think it's the same. I could be contradicting by saying that, but what we were talking about, it wasn't blowing your time out to the public because you put it on there.
Oh no, I
guess. Yeah, we was talking the difference between Grudge Racing and Class Racing. You know, which one the best.
Also, Grudge Racing has always been and always will be two people wanting to cut each other's head off. It has nothing to do with whether they ever lit the boards, or if they ever posted a time, or they ever raced anywhere. It has to do with, I think I can take that man's money on the racetrack, that's a grudge race.
Right.
Two
I agree with that.
Pure T NHRA Pro Mod cars can grudge race. Because that time you put up last time don't mean nothing about the time you put up when somebody put pressure on you.
That's what I was saying.
It's a whole different animal than a man out there making a pass for free or his $200 entry fee and a man making a pass that when he get to the other end, he might be minus $5,000 of his own money.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. That's what I was trying
to
say.
I think I made that point also. So you could give me, like I said, you could give me a person that grudge race 100%, and you give me 100% class racer, and I'm talking about drivers,
I would take the grudge racer every time because of what they're used to. What they're used to.
They will win you more races than they will lose you.
Well, Phil, I'm glad you came on. This was definitely a treat for you to come on the Grudge Inc. show.
As I've said all the time, I ain't nobody's trick. Pimps have to find their own tricks. I'm going where I want to go.
I got a question, Mr. Shuler.
Yes, sir.
Hey, have customers where they bring you cars and you put them together and all that, or get them right for them?
No, I don't.
Oh,
Stevie does.
Okay.
We do as a group, but I don't personally have time for it.
Okay, so your partner do.
Right.
Okay. Well, that's good enough for me because I'm almost done with my car, and I want to put it in y'all hands.
well, hold on, Biz.
Is it
a
grudge car or a class car?
Hold on.
Hey,
when we get done, it'll be a fast car. You get to decide what you want to do with it.
Well, sir, if it's in my class, I don't have no problem with that.
What's your class?
Hey, Biz, I'm doing both. I'm going to class.
What's your class, Biz? Because Killing Time got a whole stable of vehicles over here. We got something to accommodate.
Okay. Well, if I have to race Killing Time, I'm a match part him to death. Small block.
Right.
Cast intake, one carburetor, 28 stock suspension with a plate.
Means I'm going with Killing Time.
I ain't got a problem with you in the whole track.
I ain't got no plate. I can get all the way there, but until you got to the plate part.
That's what I thought. That's why I put that in there.
Okay. Well, let's go back to this other one. You said you got a pro mod you can put on me. Let's talk about that.
It'll be in Jackson this weekend. I said I got a pro mod to put on the shadow. I didn't say put on you. I said put on the shadow.
Oh. So you what kind of pro mod you got? I know you ain't talking about no class car. If you go get another class car to race somebody, me and you going to have a problem.
Well, if I get a class car to run the Shadow, it's a class car. So it's a class car versus a class car.
But you Grudge Inc. Grudge Inc. can't be going hiring out class cars.
The car I'm going to get ain't a Grudge Inc. car. It's a family friend.
Hold on a minute now. That's like a damn Catholic going to the Baptist church.
They do it all the time. They both believe in Jesus. Now you talking my language. Now they both believe in Jesus. And they both believe that Mary was the mother.
Okay. Then that'd be like a Muslim going to the Baptist church then.
Now we're different now. Now we're talking different now.
Exactly. That don't work. You ain't supposed to be able to do that.
No, we're going to go back to the Catholic and the Baptist.
You're going to get a class car, a grudge race.
It really ain't no class car. It ain't no class. It ain't a class.
So it ain't lit the boards up. Because if it ever lights the boards, it's a class car. Some fellas told me that. I learned that.
I have never seen it light the boards up.
Hell, you ain't seen mine light the boards.
The hell I didn't. I seen it.
That's
they
video, man. You
Facebook.
Put anything on TV. You put anything on TV.
Hey, you know who it is, man. The car that I'm talking about is Marcus Burke, Steve Kirk, Red Vet.
Well, you know we happen to have a pro mod.
I know you have a pro mod, and I don't want no trouble. I said that pro mod to run the shuttle. That's what I said.
Oh, have mercy. Put 315s on. He got action. Put 315s on. He got action.
They discontinued them. Hey man, listen. Hey, Phil. I ain't gonna mess with you, man. I ain't on your level.
Now, hold on, that might be one of them fake pro mods. I might still can run him.
Hey man, you don't talk about X Man like that. But hey,
I ain't got nothing to do if you cut trees for a living. I'm talking about racing.
He cut a tree.
X-Men is showing Discovery Channel. They cut trees down on
that. He cut a tree. He cut a tree. trees. He sold cut trees.
I can't believe a man that is just directly against class racing. The first car he going to get is a class car.
It's a class car.
Man, it's a grudge car. When Marcus bought that car, he told me he wants the grudge race. So I'm trying to get him a grudge race.
And the first race he coming to is a class race.
Wow.
He's like you. The class car. Because Biz, I always do my homework, and he was at NMCA in Atlanta also.
Oh, that PDR, that OR something?
NMCA. Or EOPM, what the hell ever it is. EOPM.
Who being mean to you, baby? Okay, you be with your dad.
The first person you get is a two-race class car, I swear.
No, the first car, I had a small block with a plate. You don't have a plate.
I'm not planning on opening the hood, but we got a small block on 28th. I can get you that far.
Yeah. You got to have that plate on there. I got to look.
It'll have one. I just don't want to be hooked
in
there.
I'm sure it will.
Ain't going to be whistling.
Yeah, it might have a vacuum leak right beside it.
No, I don't want no trouble.
You don't want no trouble, me?
No, I don't want that trouble. I don't want that trouble. Your money's spent.
Well, the show done got quiet. I done my job.
And what was that?
I had to come in and make sure we got everything straight with all this time telling.
Oh, yeah, we got it straight. I just wanted to make sure Shadow still was going to grudge race. Biz said they were going to kick him out of grudge
race. Any two vehicles can grudge race. I don't care if it's a jet and a motorcycle.
Biz, on some mic, Biz.
Hold on, let me see if it's something open. I'm trying to put my baby shoes on.
There
got to
be a bunch of them because it took me about 30 minutes of straight calling to get in. Either that or we got a bunch of damn hangers just listening.
Oh, you definitely going to have that. Ain't no hands up.
Damn.
They just listening to the show. They just listening to the show. They going to see if I'm a lock fill in. But
they go ahead and hang up and wash dishes or something then.
Well, one thing for sure, I got about $400 of field money still in my pocket. So
you must have borrowed it or something.
Yeah, I can handle him, dog. He ain't that tough. Yeah, I cleaned up it.
Where you get $400 of mine at?
In twigs. When you ran the white boy.
Oh, with Monte Carlo.
You could have got it back, Daddy, but you were scared. Daddy, I won the second race.
Okay,
let me finish the talk show and then I'll come back and I'll speak.
I thought this was supposed to be Buck Naked and DJ Grand show tonight. Ain't nobody heard from Buck Naked since
Valdosta. Yeah, I heard from him. I talked to him.
He made a stupid move that day, man. I lost like crazy. He don't know what the hell he was thinking about.
Hold on. Don't say he made a stupid move and you lost like crazy. Because if you jumped out in the water with him, that's you that made the stupid move.
I damn sure jumped out there with him.
Only thing Butt Naked did wrong was show up to the track too early. I mean, too late.
He should have made it.
He ran off the trailer.
Biz, you got it right in the very first sentence, but you can't finish the sentence. You got to say the only thing he did wrong is show up to the track.
Man, that man,
right,
hey, man, that man had that man two, three cars. He had to get out of it. The Memphis Gangster was dead.
as my buddy Bob Friday announces at NHRA, or used to say, we got this silly little rule about the race ain't over to the finish line.
You're absolutely right. But that race was won. That race could have been run in the first 60 feet.
First 60 feet. Yeah.
Could have been.
So that means Bud Neckis is still walking home naked. He ain't made it home.
Yeah, with no drawers on.
Tony Wright said he got clothes on.
Shit. Where is Butt Naked and DJ Grant tonight?
Hell, it's their show. I don't know. Somebody must have kidnapped them. Jay Barnes might have kidnapped them. They might have showed the time or something.
No, they true brush racers. They'll never show a time.
Okay. Well, I can tell you what. When you spend your money and everybody go in the bushes and you standing at it sitting on jack stands, you'll figure out something to do with it.
Sell it. Sell a roller, take the motor out, and buy you another.
Hey, Bill, your name is Seller Man, ain't you?
Hold on. Now, what way would be smarter? Take it apart and sell it, or go race it and then sell some shit and regroup and do something different?
I think you need to race it and sell it.
Right.
Let me be devil's advocate.
Or just change the color of it.
Hold on. No, I'll change the color. That's changing the color of that car. Ain't going to help it. Not that car. Some cars, but not that car. That ain't going to help it. What benefit, other than self-gratification, did you get for lighting the boards up this weekend?
I might have got a more open advertising campaign for some sales.
Okay. I can agree with that. I agree with that.
Oh, what you say? You got to run against some of the top cars too.
Because you didn't win the race. So the goal was not accomplished, and you pretty much dropped the draw.
No, not really.
You dropped the draw,
people have different goals.
Yeah, but you dropped your draws because I guarantee you.
I didn't drop them. I went there, went them down. I didn't drop them.
No, you didn't. Because
half the
people on this show could not fathom you running what you ran. Didn't think you ran that fast.
Hold on.
Anybody
with a race car is in my realm of racing that would ever think about racing me, none of them are actually that surprised.
I'm saying the fans. I'm not talking about people on your level.
And the fans, they got no race car for me to race. I don't care what they thought I could run.
Hey, Biz, I know one grudge racer right now. I don't care what they run. I bet they're still trying.
Okay.
I bet you 901 still trying.
I bet you they won't.
Now you cracking jokes.
I bet you they got a car trying.
I bet 800 to 200 that they won't, and they have to run for more than $4,000. Cause Wick ain't
They real grudge racers. They're trying, but they lose.
But they smart grudge racers too.
Now Wick is out there. Like, goddamn it, let's do it. Wick wouldn't give a damn. Wick could say, let's do it.
Now we trying to have a serious conversation here. Now you cracking jokes.
Like the man said, the guys that run in his class have an idea that they can't catch him. That's why they left him alone.
But that's
the only thing we did to surprise anybody.
That's what I was talking
is
about.
did it as quick as we did it.
I don't even think that is it.
That was it for me. That was it for me. Going from one tire to another with no willy bars. Absolutely.
I think if we talk about the people that's on this phone right now, I would say 95% of them did not think that you could do what you did this weekend. Now, you may not think that's true, and I believe that's why I was so much hoopla on Facebook. Damn it, if you see Hancock ran a good number, Ain't nobody talk about that really, because they heard it.
Before. So he did it with a Pro Mod car.
It don't matter. He did it on a 315. So he already did it. So it wasn't nothing new for the Shadow to come out and do that and drop his pants and see up under his skirt what he's capable of doing. It shocked the Grudge, or it shocked the racing community. That's why I was hoopla. Hell, David Floyd ran a damn good time. I heard. It wasn't no big
hoopla.
Oh, no,
no. We call him one out. We got to call them all out now.
I don't know whatever he ran. I don't know what he ran.
Oh, so you closed your eyes when you went to that page on Facebook.
That wasn't on the – it was so – Jay Barnes was putting so much stuff up, it was pushing the face.
So what did David Floyd run? What time did he run?
I swear we back in the Baptist church now.
What time did he run?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Did he run as fast as the Shadow?
No, he was in a different class.
I was in a different class.
Times I heard 411 twice.
411, 410, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that was part of my evil plan that said that.
Not only are we two sided, we got bad hearing.
Yeah.
You meet you again?
No, so David Floyd went a 430.
I don't know what David Floyd went, but
and his other car went 430 and lost in the finals because it wasn't going to two steps. That's what I heard.
Hey,
if it's a lie, I heard it from Biz. He told me it went 431.
Hey, Scott Ray ran that race too, didn't he?
Yep, 453.
Bubba Livingston?
Hey.
Bubba Livingston went 429.
429.
What will it dog run?
Hold on, while we on Bubba Livingston. He run Biz's favorite guy first round. And if he didn't go 005 red, Biz's hero was gapped by 14 tractor trailers.
Who's my hero? Scotty G.
Oh yeah.
That's my hero.
He was gapped by 14 tractor trailers.
Woo-hoo.
With a 005 red light.
He knows the red light.
That guy doing bad now was on the pad when the field until he crossed that center lane.
Yeah, I think they finally figured out what was wrong with it by the semifinals. They had her tuned back in. She was ready to go.
Yes, sir.
As BET liked to see, she was trained to go on that pass.
Hey, Biz. Now we're talking about some exciting racing, Biz.
Hey, Biz, I got a good offer for you. You trying to put me on a Pro Mod with the Shadow, and I done went out there and pulled my drawers down and hiked my skirt up and everything and let the world see what I had hanging down there, a little fruit basket and all. You name one Grudge race that car been in so you can call it a Grudge car, and I'm going to try it head up in Carolina.
Damn it.
He ran a small block nitrous car at Reynolds 3 weeks ago.
A Grudge race with a small block nitrous car.
Yeah, me. He ran my car. Yeah.
For how much?
$100.
That's not a Grudge race. $500 and more is a Grudge race.
That's Grudge Inc. standards, too.
Where'd you want to put it?
You and I are younger, ain't you, Ben?
Yeah, I got a young gun in there.
Okay. They had that thing strolling down that other week.
Long Bill's going to teach them how to drive. They all right.
I can't teach them nothing. But like I was just saying, a true grudge racer.
So Biz, I got a question.
Huh?
I got a question for Biz.
Yeah.
So you know the show's recorded, right?
It is.
Right. And you said a minute ago you didn't want to say nobody's time, but I'm a gambling man, and I'm going to gamble that at some point you said my time. And the show's recorded, so we don't have to worry about it. It'll be easy for somebody to have to pay.
Okay. Okay. I bet you 50
Ben, bucks. Don't do it, Ben. You're going to lose, Ben. You're going to lose because you sure said it, Ben. You're going to lose.
Hold on. And while you think about what you're going to bet, remember, a Grudge Inc. standard bet is 500 or better.
Oh, well, you know what? I bet you 1,000. As soon as we get off, I'm calling Jay and telling him to erase the show. So,
all right. Hey, guess what? I already got it on my laptop until this point, so I'm good. You can erase all you want. Hey, I ain't just no running the mill cracker.
Hey, shit, Biz, you're in trouble.
Hey, I know another thing Grudge ain't got that other organization don't have.
What's that?
Hold on,
what they don't have.
What?
Nothing fast.
Old man still having babies.
Hey, I am a founding member of Grudge Inc., and I have the small block nitrous belt for the state of Georgia. Now,
and when you get up in the morning, when you get up in the morning. Take that belt and nothing else and go to McDonald's and call me when you get something.
I got the nitrous small block Georgia belt.
DJ Grant's gonna touch that belt.
How did you get it, Ben?
Huh?
Did you wait somebody for it?
DJ Grant's gonna take that belt.
Hey, Ben,
you got it by default.
Hey, Ben, that bring up a
food line and see what you get.
Hey, Ben, that bring up a question. I know you got that belt because somebody forfeited it. But
yeah, he got that belt because he was the closest one to the zip code where the belt was sitting. It was a scavenger hunt.
I thought that belt, or somebody forfeited the belt, it goes back up in the shootout.
Not.
No, that's only if Biz don't want it.
No, if the person had a catastrophic failure, then it goes to a shootout. But if nothing was wrong with the car, which they said out of their mouth, nothing was wrong with the car, and they didn't show up, then it goes to the person that had the race locked in.
Now, I got
DJ
a question.
DJ Grant don't have a nitrous car. This is a nitrous
car.
So
you tell me. Can you tell me why guys brag on stuff when they didn't earn it, you know, mano y mano? Like if another guy never get out the start line.
I can answer that.
Okay.
It's called fronting and pump faking.
My car has oil pressure, and if someone wants to challenge Cole Black, all you have to do is press the one button. That's all you have
now,
to do.
You misconstrued what I'm saying. This is overall. I hear for guys from Grudge Racing, you know, when another car don't make the pass, whether it blew up or didn't get off the starting line when another guy win, he talk about I gapped that fool or I beat the crap out of him, but he didn't even go down there cleanly. You know what I'm saying? Why do you brag
Josh
on something?
You talking about Josh Jones. Okay, I understand. Well,
I'm just talking about anybody in general. I just hear a lot of guys like me. If I race somebody, they didn't go down there at the best of their ability, how can I say I beat the crap out of them? You know what I'm saying? Or I beat him. How can I poke my chest out that I beat this man of equal caliber and he ran his race
and I ran mine. If something happens, something happened. I'm going to come back and like, man, we need to do that again because I want to beat you right.
You see the fan?
You got a point there, Biz. Okay. You got a point.
I mean, but that ain't. Come
if somebody
on,
give
I,
me
I
a belt, I want to earn it.
Well, I mean, okay. That's
if
you.
Somebody give you a belt because we grudge racing, I hope your pants is loose and they're trying to keep them up because other than that, that belt ain't got no purpose.
Hey, Bill,
hello?
So somebody,
yeah.
if somebody call you out for that belt, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just like you made the deal with Phil about the cast intake, one carburetor, and plate system. Do they got to have that also?
No. Uh-uh. No.
Oh,
what me and Phil
I'm
were talking
Bill
about was
belt.
A grudge.
You got 30 days.
you got to have one carburetor, though.
And I'm
going to
get
a belt. One carburetor.
I'm gonna put.
Right.
I'm gonna get the belt, and then I'm gonna make a YouTube video of putting that thing in a fire outside my backyard.
Bet you don't. You gotta win it. You gotta win it, sir.
I know. I'm gonna win it, and then I can do what I want with it.
Okay. Well,
I got
make
a one carburetor small block. That's the only rule, right? Nitrous small block, one carburetor.
On 28.
On 28. Sold.
Yeah.
To the man in white.
Sold. Okay. All right. What are we racing for?
Two or better.
Okay.
Five or better. Right. Hell, you
I
pick.
Mean, all right. You okay. No, two or better. I like that. And miling on 11th.
On 11th of what? October?
Yeah.
Can't be there.
Next. Okay.
You got 30 days.
Let me see where I'm going to be at. I got one race locked in Denton, Texas on the 15th. I don't know if I want to do two races on the 15th.
November 15th or October 15th?
November.
Oh, no, you got the race code in. It's 30 days. Today's the 30th.
Okay, I got you. All right.
Huh? You want me to send you the rules for the belt?
No. You want 30 days? I got you. Yeah. I'll race you. What Thursday night you want to race? I'm going to run you Thursday.
The Thursday night after the 11th.
Okay, I'll meet you in Edenton.
Man. You're trying to kill somebody.
We got to go down the same track.
You're right.
The goddamn beast.
Yeah. He's talking to the right one. He's talking to the right one.
Nah, you go ahead and take that belt to McDonald's with you. You straight.
Trying to get that man to come to that regular track town pick off.
No, come on, man. We're not going to do that on this show. We're not going to do that. No, actually, we can run that Jackson.
Hey, two things you can't do on Grudge.
We can run that Jackson.
You can't call out
Listen,
times.
Man.
You can't talk about tracks.
Exactly. I ain't going to do that. Well, we broke one of them tonight. So, it was in honor of you. But if you're serious about a nitrous small block on 28, one carburetor, cast intake, Oh, no, you ain't got to do that.
Cast intake ain't nowhere in the rules for that belt.
You right. You absolutely right. We can do it.
I'm going to have to get you a copy of them rules.
No, I was thinking we were locking in for a grudge race.
We are.
Let me see. No, we're not locking in. It's a grudge race, but we're not locking in like it's a grudge race. We're running for the belt.
Well, what kind of grudge race does Grudge Inc. have if it ain't a grudge race?
That's like I told the fans. It don't have
Grudge
to be at a Grudge
Hold
Inc.
On,
show.
I figured it out, then.
Listen, Phil. Phil.
Hold on.
I'm Phil.
I figured
Listen,
it out.
We're about to get this straight.
RJ Barnes.
Hold on,
we got to change the name
Phil.
To Belt Inc.
Phil. Check this out. There ain't no paper champion. We're going to run, you said the Thursday after what? Thursday after 11th?
Thursday after the 10th. I don't know what that is. 10th, 11th, 12th, the 16th.
The 16th.
Thursday night in Jackson.
Thursday night in Jackson. 15 or better.
2,000 or better.
15 or better.
You said 2,000 2 minutes ago.
Yeah, well,
this
I was going to Milan.
Go back and play that back, too?
I said that for Milan. Because I got some homeboys up there that are going to get in the pot. They ain't coming down to Jackson.
Whoa.
This is all me.
Call
ain't no, listen, Phil. everybody going to say I'm crazy for running against you. So ain't nobody going to – come on, man. You got access to the car.
I'm bringing me a class racer. I got friends.
I understand.
Let's put it down in the middle.
Hold on. This car that we locking in, it's a class car or it's a grudge car?
It's a race car.
I'm not running no class car for you.
It's a race
car. Access to whole. Is it a class car or is it a has this, I'm
it's
not running
a race
no class
car.
You, huh?
It won't be a show this time in the 3 days prior to the race.
no bad to be, man. This is a grudge belt, man. Nah, it's a grudge belt.
Okay.
We can lock in. We can lock in.
Still need me to send you a copy of the rules?
Yeah, you can't. No, you ain't. No, you got dog number on speed dial. Call dog. It cannot be a class car. That's why Speedy got his belt taken.
Showtime's in 2014.
Okay, you said 3 days prior.
I said it would have. I didn't say how long before that either.
So it didn't show no times in 2014. We're going to lock in right now, sir.
Right. 500 on 2,000 or better.
500 on 15 or better. I just told you. This is all. I'm betting the whole 15. Ain't nobody going to bet against you. So this is my money. Go
you
up north.
I don't even want it.
Well, I'm going to do that. I mean, you ain't going to come for $500?
I wasn't coming, period. I just seen how far you go, and you backed up early in the game.
No, I didn't. I was going to lock you in. As long as it's a grudge car, we're going to run 500 or 1500 or better.
But you're going to get class cars to run me. I can't go get one to run you. I don't understand that. That's a double standard again.
We're not running for no belt. We're running for a belt now.
I'll run you for the belt if you'll promise me if I'm hungry and I go to Food Lion, that they'll give me something for it.
I got you. Let's do it.
I want to go in there and get me like a pot roast or something else and just throw that belt up on the counter and walk out.
Damn, B. He's telling you your belt, ain't she?
That's what he's saying.
I didn't say it ain't
that
shit.
That's what he's saying.
I can't get nothing for it. That ain't calling it.
You know
that's
what? The belt gonna get you the same thing the Shadow got you this weekend when you posted your time.
Oh, see, that's where you're sadly confused.
It's gonna get you the same
sadly
thing.
Confused.
Absolutely nothing.
Sadly confused because my phone blew up. So that's where you're confused.
We're going to keep this 100. Yeah, your phone blew up for them to congratulate you to say that you're a bad man. But you had more work. Hold on. Let's stop. You were already known. I seen you on the freaking TV before on ESPN.
That ain't got nothing to do with being known.
So what are you saying?
Your name is
so what are you saying?
It's called business, right?
Yes.
Oh, my phone blew up with business.
No, please. I can't say that you're lying because I wasn't on the phone call. But you ain't
hold
you
on,
wasn't lacking
that,
business
hold
before.
Didn't,
hold
didn't,
on, you weren't lacking business. You wasn't lacking
ask,
business before you showed the time,
you
and you ain't gonna be lacking business after the time. So
hold on,
one thing I can
tell you: there's two things you'll never have enough. Three things you'll never have enough of: horsepower, ammunition, and business.
Oh, you can have more horse. You can have enough horsepower because you can't put it all down anyway. All the power that you got on the shoulder, you ain't using all of it. So come on, man.
At some point,
you can have
I'm
too much horsepower.
All of them more.
What if you ain't
at
using
point,
all of it? You got too much.
Oh no such thing.
Yes, it is. If you got to bag it up, if you got to pull timing out, you ain't using you're not using everything you have. So you really don't even need it.
Yeah, you need it when you got to have it on standby so when you do need it.
You would never use it all, sir. Ain't a track in the country can hold this.
Man, Sarita ain't got no horsepower.
The only people that think you can't have too much power is the people that ain't got none.
Yeah.
I didn't say that. I didn't say you ain't got no horsepower now. That ain't what I
said. He said he don't have enough.
Okay. What's this, baby?
All right, boys, I stirred up enough ruckus. Y'all have a good night.
We had a pleasure having you on, Phil. When you get that non-grudge small block, let's play. I could get a name off you. You can't get a name off me. I do know that.
See, that's where you confuse, because when I come to race, I'm interested in one thing.
And that's me,
big
too. That's me, too.
All I'm interested in is the big heads. That's what I tell everybody.
You know,
I don't need no show to race. Me and my man can rent
but
the track
if I beat you,
tonight.
Well, just like you, I beat you, my phone going to ring, and it's going to give me business. It's going to give my tuner business. It's going to give my chassis man business. It's going to do the same thing it did for you.
Well, guess
but
what?
Only thing
guess
I'm not going to do, only thing I'm going to do different than you, I'm not going to show no time.
Let me help you out then. If you get beside us, you go ahead and turn the battery out your phone because you ain't got to worry about it ringing.
Damn. Hey, I tell you what, that No Mercy in the future about to get Phil some business because my car be headed over that way pretty soon.
Don't tell him that. See,
that hey, man, listen, man. Listen, if that is what needed you to send your car to Phil, don't send it because he ain't doing no more. He ain't doing no more. He doing no mercy than he doing now.
I don't know, Bill. He riding now.
See, that's the thing, sir. He was riding before No Mercy. It's just Jitty Booms didn't know it. Jitty Booms in the class world did not know it. What the class world seen, like I said, he went national. What the class world and seen, the grudge world seen for the last 3 years when he couldn't get a race, when he had to race pro mod. He didn't show the grudge world nothing because they already knew what
we were talking about this, about his business, like this man, this gentleman on the phone said his car in there. That everybody want to go fast. They going to take their car, they can go fast, bitch. They want their car to run damn near that number that his car runs. Now they going to go to him.
No, I'm looking at the consistency of the car. I'm looking at how straight it go down the track with no falter. That's what I'm looking at.
Okay. Suspension work.
Yeah.
All right, boy.
When you send Grudge, you get donations.
I'm calling out everybody else's time that y'all missed.
Okay.
Well, if I knew it, I damn sure would have been calling it out tonight.
Phil, go to bed, man. Have a good night. Snow will be on the ground soon in Indiana. You just we'll see you at Baldy's race.
I'm like Bird, man. When the snow start coming, I'm heading south.
coming this way.
All right, boys. Have a good night.
All right, man. We enjoy it. You have a good one.
Later.
Grudge fans, that was Phil Shuler, the owner.
Nigga, the DJ, I always have a good turnout, y'all. They ain't here tonight,
owner,
but they sure always have a good turnout.
The owner, the tuner, the mastermind, part of the team of the shadow. All right, fellas, I'm at home. Got these kids. Got the wife. I'm about to call it a night.
Me too, B.
Y'all make. Yeah, y'all, hold on, make sure nobody got their hand up. I'm going to call tonight. Y'all make sure y'all call DJ Bunneck and them. They had an awesome show tonight. They had the big bad Phil Shule on.
Yeah, I sure will.
Yeah, and we had a good time tonight, man. See you guys next week. And I guess we're going to have a great race report for you guys. We're going to have Willie Dog on.
Who says they have it tomorrow, bitch?
BET. Make sure y'all tune in to BET show. Yeah, BET show is on tomorrow.
What time?
BET show come on pretty early, like 5 Eastern, I believe. So y'all make sure y'all get on BET show tomorrow. I'm sure we're gonna have a race report from Willie Dog for what happened over in Jackson. Rock's representative. What happened over there on Orangeburg and Kharkiv and JB, what's going on in their area. So we'll have a good race report for you guys next week. And until then, man, no times, hell with the class races and grudge races to the end, man. Y'all be good, man. All right.